Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
BFBS, your stories,
your stories.
20 Brigade,
Germany.
The 20th Armoured Brigade, based in Sennelager, Germany, have been going through a series of training exercises, testing all the units in the brigade. Finally, it was the turn of the headquarters to be put through their paces on CAST, Command and Staff Trainer, which allows the headquarters personnel to fight on-screen battles during a week-long exercise, testing both the commander's plans and the performance of operations room staff. I spoke to Lieutenant Brent Thornburn of 200 Signal Squadron, who walked me round the exercise tent.
This is the iHub and help desk, and it does a number of different things. It controls all of the electronic media, and is also the main station where people who are having comms problems can grab a signal and say, you know, I've got an issue, can you come and sort it for me? So that's why we concentrate it all at the help desk at the front entrance. And I'll take you into G5 plans.
Yeah.
This is where the bulk of the planning tends to happen. This is where they're looking 24 to 48 hours ahead in exercise playtime. The first 2 days of this CAST is predominantly spent going through the 7 questions estimate. This cell here is where the brigade commander stays. He's got his own small area where he can reflect on his own personal question free and then come back with his intent to then brief the rest of the brigade staff. So if we'll push on through here. This is G2 and I-STAR. They look at enemy capabilities and anticipated future actions of the enemy. As the staff begin to plan their various different phases and progression of the battle, they'll look and try to analyse what the enemy's reaction will be so that they can then come up their own counteraction to the enemy's reaction. Okay, what we have here is G3 Ops. At the minute, it's just preparing themselves when the battle actually starts. Still in the planning phase, but once it actually kicks off, this is where everything will be run from real time. So the soldiers out on the ground will be liaising through, you know, the brigade's main net into here so that these can disseminate the information to the rest of the staff to then start looking at the next step. But real time action is all dealt with in G3. Finally, this is where it all happens, G6. Without it, nothing would truly function, and the commander would have little or any commander control of his forces on the ground. Other than that, that is pretty much the brigade headquarters.
Making it as realistic as possible prepares the staff in the best way to face future exercises and, more importantly, future deployments. This is Liv Strawn for BFBS in Sennelager.
If you've got a story we should be telling, then tell us about it.
Email
germany@bfbs.com.
Your stories.
Your stories. The Forces Station. BFBS.